This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Kentucky-born traditional country artist Alex Miller, at 18, is parlaying an American Idol Season 19 appearance into a full-time country music career. Alex joins me on this edition of Americana Music Profiles to talk about his new CD, Miller Time, and his experience with American Idol, and how he's turning that into a professional music career. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the podcast this afternoon.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Good to talk to you, man. You're out in the middle of Kentucky, right?
Yeah, out in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky. Well, it ain't nowhere. It's my home. It's Lancaster, but it's definitely one of those places that a lot of people ain't been through. I'll put it that way.
Right. Yeah, well, we were talking earlier trying to get a good, solid connection, and sometimes you get out in a country like that, it's beautiful, but it's hard to get there digitally and with a signal. So I appreciate the effort.
There definitely ain't a lot of signal around here. If anybody out there can find some signal in Lancaster, Kentucky, then it's like finding a pot of gold.
Right? Yeah, good. Well, we got it worked out, so I appreciate you doing that. And, man, it's good to have you on. You've had a pretty wild ride here the last couple years. We definitely want to talk about that. Tell me a little bit about your story, how you got started in music in the first place.
Well, I got started in music back whenever I was about 3 years old. I started singing in church, as a lot of kids do. And, you know, my first song I ever learned to sing and play, I did Long Black Train by Josh Turner.
Yep.
And, So I learned that song whenever I was a kid, and it was a crazy moment. Last year, I got to actually open for him, so that was a full circle moment for me.
Wow, that's so cool. That's awesome. Did you have family that were in music? Did you grow up around that?
You know, my granddad is a great lover, and my mom, they're both great lovers of music, but they can't play. They can barely play the radio. So my music must have just been a gift. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, right. They saved the talent for you.
It doesn't run in the family, unfortunately. Yeah. But I will say, my brother is starting to take guitar lessons.
Okay.
So maybe I've started all this.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did.
When did you figure out this was something that it was a gift and that you had something special and you wanted to pursue that?
Well, I took initiative whenever I was about 6 years old. I wanted to learn to play guitar. And, you know, at the time I was playing sports and I really didn't like doing that. So I wanted to do something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought guitar would be a good way to do it. And I picked up the guitar and started singing too. And it all kind of just came together. I just knew what I wanted to do. And it all goes back to me as a kid. I used to watch the old opera stars from the 50s and things with my granddad.
Mm.
And watching those, I was like, man, I think I can do that.
Yeah.
And now I am, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Did you, as you grew up into your teen years, did you have performances outside of church and that kind of thing, little bands? When did it make sense that this was probably more than just a part-time thing?
Well, whenever I was 10 years old, I got the great fortune of joining the cast of a place called Renfro Valley.
Yeah.
This is kind of like our, I would call it our Grand Ole Opry of the area mm-hmm. at the time. And I was a member there for 2 years. I was 10 years old.
Wow, that's
and,
cool.
That's a crazy story, too. I went and auditioned when I was 9, and they lost my number.
Oh,
I don't know how they did it, but I'd won the show, and they lost my number or something like that. And so the next year I went back, and the owner of the place said, "Hey, you're the little boy that won last year." And
shocked to you, right?
Yeah, I was like, "Am I really?" And they said, "Well, yeah." And so I became a cast member that year and learned so much. And it's crazy now. Back then, the drummer and the guitar player over there are now members of my band.
Wow. Which
is a cool thing for me. So still carrying Renfro Valley around with me.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's cool. And, of course, you had a neat, really cool experience on American Idol. How did you get into that cast of characters for that season 19?
Well, I'll give credit where credit is due, and sometimes mama knows best.
Yeah.
And my mama definitely knew better than me on that. I you know, I'd been a fan of the show and watched it whenever I was a kid, but I never saw myself getting up there and singing on American Idol. But I told my mom one night, you know, I want to do music. And she's like, "Well, son, I want you to do college and go to school." And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with people wanting to go pursue an education. I mm-hmm. think that's one of the greatest things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But it just wasn't for me. I just didn't want to go. And that's about all it boiled down to. And I told mom, I said, "You know, I want to do music full time and this, that, and the other." And she said, "Son, that's a mighty hard thing to get into." I got the talk, basically.
Yeah, right.
And she said, "You know, this is a mighty hard thing to get into and this, that, and the other." And I said, "Well, mom, that's what I want to do. And I think I can." And she said, "Son, I just don't know about it." And we kind of got upset with each other, I'm not going to lie. And she went in her bedroom, and I sit in the living room, and she come back in and said, "Okay, son, if music what you want to do, then I just did something for you." And I said, "What's that?" She said, "I signed you up for American Idol, and if things go well there, then I guess it's meant to be. And if not, you're going to college."
No pressure.
You better believe I was practicing before I auditioned to go on American Idol, buddy. I put my heart and soul into that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember seeing the audition clip, at least the one that got broadcast, before I even realized what your music had become and that kind of thing. And it was cool. You know, they pull those clips out, and the ones that have a really unique story behind it, that experience in front of the judges, was that the first time that you ever got to meet them and play in front of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of that was like unrehearsed, and you can stage stuff like that, but that wasn't staged. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Greg. I walked in there. I didn't know if they was going to tell me that I need to go back to Lancaster and keep salting my cows. I didn't know what they was going to say.
Yeah.
But when I stepped up there and did that little song about my ex-girlfriend, they all seemed to really like that. And I tell you something that they didn't show. I did 5 songs while I was in there.
Really?
I did,
okay.
Yeah, so they only showed me doing my original. I'm Over You, So Get Over Me. I did Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
I did Don't Close Your Eyes. I did I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, and then Big City with Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
So I did 5 songs, and they seemed to like that. And whenever Luke got up there, that was completely unrehearsed. I had no earthly idea that was going to happen. But,
right, yeah.
It was a great surprise, and I really can't thank them enough for you know, putting me on through. And
yeah.
It was a great experience, Greg. I learned so much and have learned so much about what I need to do as an artist,
sure,
and a musician, and this, that, and the other. It was definitely an eye-opening experience for a small-town boy, I'll put it that way.
How long were you part of the show?
So I auditioned in August, and they flew me out to San Diego in October. It had been October. And then around Christmas time, I went to Los Angeles or Hollywood Week and did all that. So I was on the show for around 3 months, something like that.
Yeah.
I guess altogether, if you count the audition,
right,
audition and things.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to California. I'd never been out there before. That was a crazy experience.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Coming from a small town in Kentucky, I'm sure it was quite.
It's a little different, but sometimes different is good. I'll tell you what I thought of California. I really enjoyed San Diego. I really enjoyed being out there.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles was okay. I'll say this about LA. It's one of those places I think it's all right to visit, but I don't know about me sticking around. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of places like that. You can't, growing up in places like where you did, I'm from a small town in Virginia. It's kind of hard to take the home out of you when you grow up in a special place, for sure.
Yes, it is. And it seems like, and no offense to big cities, but it just doesn't seem like they have that charm like small towns do.
Yeah.
And whenever I find a city that's like my hometown, I'm going to move there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. That's awesome. So American Idol, you do that whole thing, and I'm assuming at that point it becomes a springboard for what comes next, right?
Yeah, it was like jumping on a rocket ship. With no idea where the rocket was going to go.
So what happened after the stint on American Idol was over? Did you obviously you've got a CD out, Miller Time? Was that a result of that, or was that kind of part of the journey that comes with the American Idol experience?
No, that was something that I wanted to do. You know, I got to the round before the live shows, and I developed a little bit of a following on social media and things, and just thought I needed to put some music out there that I'd put together, and that was really, really music that I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this album is. It's songs that I've written and songs that I found and enjoyed, and a lot of things that I've co-written with a guy named Jerry Salley. Now, I can't tell you how much I think of him and how influential he has been in my career to this point. You know, he opened my eyes to the real business side of music.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting thing. If you're not in the music business, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like an onion. I would say there's so many layers to the music business. And, I've learned a lot from him and other people around me. My manager, he's Mr. Dave Snowden out of Louisville, Kentucky. He's taking care of me, and also my publicist, Miss Martha Moore. I learned a lot from all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what fans don't understand is when they get to see you live or they listen to your CD, that there's hours and weeks and days and months that had to happen before any of the fruit of what they get to experience could ever be possible. And it's hard to envision if you don't have an inkling of what goes on. It's hard to understand how difficult it really is to go from, you know, picking up a guitar at 10 years old and then being able to have a CD and play on stage in front of people. It's a long journey from one point to the other.
There's a long, long process. That's, you're exactly right, Greg. You know, I grew up singing and playing and stuff, and truthfully, I didn't professionally understand everything until, you know, kind of this time last year. Mm. And it's definitely been a very, very big learning experience for me. And I'm going to continue to grow and hopefully put out some more country music.
What's next? What are you up to now? You touring, I presume, playing state fairs, venues. What's it look like for you right now?
Yeah, this year's going to be a full summer, I'll tell you, Greg. We're going to Iowa here in a couple weeks. Then we're going so many different places here that I'm going to have to buy probably a new car or a bus or something.
Yeah, yeah.
We're heading to Iowa to do some casino shows in a couple weeks. We're also playing at the Iowa State Fair this year with Brooks and Dunn.
Wow.
I'm playing with Jamie Johnson in Wisconsin at their state fair.
Yeah.
And then also at Kentucky State Fair with Nico Moon. Various other things around the country. I'm coming to Cotton Eye Joe's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hmm.
And things, I'm going doing stuff all over, going to Oklahoma, things like that. And I tell you one thing, I'm glad I'm not flying anywhere this year. Flying prices or something else?
Oh yeah,
I have no idea. We were going to go do a radio thing in Idaho Falls, and Lord, they were wanting. I thought, I mean, I could buy the airplane before I could get a ticket on there.
Yeah, I know. It's boy, we could talk for hours, as well as anybody else listening, about the economy and what's going on. And I don't know what it's going to take to straighten it all out. But you know what? We got music and relationships and all that kind of stuff to hopefully distract us and keep us entertained while the people that are smarter than us try to figure it out.
Well, that's exactly right. And to me, that's my job, is to, you know, maybe let people forget about all that's going on in the world for just a minute. Yeah. And that's, I feel like if I do that, then I'm doing what I'm was put on this earth to do.
You mentioned writing some songs. When did that phase of your music come alive for you? When did you start writing?
I started writing whenever I was at Renfro, so I would have been about 10 or 11. The first song I ever wrote, you got to start somewhere, and mm-hmm. I'll just be honest, the first ones I ever wrote were just awful, but every songwriter writes something bad, it just happens, and I was just getting started, and the song that really got me interested in writing, and one I thought was really good at the time, and I still sing to this day, so I guess it wasn't too bad, was "I'm Over You, So Get Over Me." I wrote that in sixth grade in a science class. I had that idea in science class in sixth grade.
Wow.
And it's a true story about an ex-girlfriend of mine. We had got together in kindergarten, and she, about fifth grade, she got with some other dude and kind of just left me hanging. So then she come back to me, and I said, "Well, I'm over you, so get over me." And
that's
where the idea of the song come about. Whenever I was in sixth grade, I wrote the thing, and we have a school talent show at Garrett Middle School, and so I auditioned with that song and did that song in front of the whole school, and they kind of got a little excited. They got standing up, and I got a little encore, so I went out there and did it again, and everybody was standing up hooting and hollering except for one person in the front row who happened to be my ex-girlfriend. Boy, she wasn't too happy with old Alex Miller.
We'll just put right?
And she, you know, told me that I probably shouldn't do the song. You know, it's kind of a bad thing to sing about people like that, and especially the way I was doing it. And so when it came time for American Idol, I just sung it again and got her again. So, you know, it worked out good for me. Probably not for her, but the way I look at it, she shouldn't have left me anyways.
Yeah, well, you know, it sounds like you've had a good run of success with it. So there was some good in it after all.
That's exactly right. I'm glad that old girl broke my heart. That's all I got to say.
This one's been out a little while. You have new music in the works. What's coming next?
Yes, we do. We're working on I think we're going to go in the studio here in July and record about five or six songs, and we might release that as an EP and may even extend it on out to a full album.
Okay.
We're going to record some things that I haven't put on anything yet, and I'm going to test the waters a little bit. I'll put it that way, Greg. We're going to try to maybe do some more contemporary sounding things.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been told is my music is so country that it's almost too country for radio, and which is a hard thing for an artist to hear.
Oh, boy, you ain't kidding.
But I understand it, and I'm going to try to, you know, I'm a traditional country singer, and at the end of the day, I don't think there's anything I can possibly do, whether I took vocal lessons or anything. I'm going to sound like a country singer at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters really what I sing, as long as it's got some meaning behind it and it's got country roots. I think it'll come across as being genuine, being who I am. And
yeah,
that's what we're going to try. And if people don't like it, then I'm going to go back to my real country stuff. But at the end of the day, I don't think it matters what I sing, Greg. I'm going to be Alex Miller, and if I can have some radio success with some things, I'd be very, very happy. So,
yeah,
that's what we're shooting for.
Well, it's nice to have radio success, but in the music world today, that's not necessarily the measuring stick for whether you're good enough or not. You know,
I know that too, and that's the role I'm trying to hold here and figure out where I stand musically, you know, and see what I really can do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you ever dabbled in bluegrass?
Yeah. Whenever I was a kid and not too long ago, I used to go to jams all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my favorite things to do. And so I would pick guitar. My picking's kind of slacked off over the years, but I still get up in, at my shows and pick and play, and you know, every and it, I close my shows almost every show with Freeborn Man.
Okay,
it's such a good song.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It's also a cut on my record. We do a kind of a country version of it, but yes, love me some bluegrass, and I'm a big fan of Miss Rhonda Vincent. She's a really good friend of mine, and
oh, great, yeah.
Have nothing but good things to say about bluegrass music, yeah. and the people in it for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. So what's your dream future? You're what, 19 now?
Yeah, I'm an old man.
Yeah.
I'm putting on that here.
Yeah,
where, you know, I'll have gray hair. But
what's it look like for you 20 years out? If you could pick it right now, what would you be doing?
Well, in 20 years, as long as I can stand up on stage and play and perform, I'll be happy. I want to put music out and grow. You know, this first album kind of shows where I came from and, mm-hmm. and the music I listen to, and kind of has the roots thing. And I want to just show growth in my music and not just be stuck to doing one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Where can people get in touch with you if they want to listen to the Miller Time CD, or they want to get on your social media list so they can know when this new music is coming out? What's the best way to reach out, get in touch?
I always point people to my website. It's alexmillercountry.com. Whether you're looking for follow me on social media or whether you want to listen to music, Alex Miller Country has everything you need to know. We have a merchandise page, and you got links on my website to there. And I would point you in that direction, because whether you're listening to Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, there's links to my music on all of that there.
Good.
And also links to all my social media stuff. And I tell you one thing I never thought I'd be is a TikTok star, but I've got a bunch of followers on TikTok now.
Yeah,
so
right.
If you're out there and listening and want to get on my TikTok, that's where I really have some fun and do some funny videos. That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, good. Well, you got to go where the people are. So, yeah, I'm glad.
That's exactly right.
Glad all those are working for you. Well, thank you, Alex. I enjoyed talking to you, man. I was looking forward to this, and I really dig your music, and I wish you well with it. I'm excited for what you got ahead of you. I really think you've got a unique sound and a very unique voice. It you're right. I think it fits contemporary and classic and bluegrass. And so I think whatever you do, people are going to pay attention.
Well, Greg, I sure do appreciate it. And I thank you for taking the time to even call and interview me. It's always a pleasure, and nice to talk to some like-minded folks. I sure appreciate it.
Amen. Well, thank you. Best of luck to you, Alex.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.